This is Shauna on Johnny Erickson Tada Sharing Hope. And here's a good word from Ephesians from our friend Johnny.
It happened the other day when I was reading the first chapter. Now get this, I came across verse 4 and something about it struck me. So I read it again and my jaw dropped. I studied the words for a moment and sure enough, I realized I had reason to be astounded. Because just listen to this, from Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4. It may not hit you the same way, but let's give it a try. Here it goes, quote, "Even before he made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in his eyes." Now, I'm sure your eyes have perused that verse many times, and then you've meandered on to the next. But stop and think about it. Before God made the world. Okay, pause right there. Bear with me here. Before God made the foundation of the world, that is, before God spoke this world into being, before God said, "Let there be light," even before the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, before he named the stars and set planets in motion, before he puckered up mountain ranges and ladled out the oceans, before he created his storehouses for the hail, the wind, the snow, before all of this, God knew you and loved you. He was imagining and designing you in his heart, envisioning you as he intends you to be. Now, I hope that thought blesses you as it did me. In fact, that night after I did read Ephesians, I just had to go outside. I looked up into the glorious display of stars. There they were, the heavens declaring his glory. But even the glory that I saw in the heavens is not as glorious as when God shines through you and me. Because the heavens are not the epitome of God's creation. God's finest effort is us. We are created in his image, and not even animals can claim that. We are God reflectors. So even before there was a sun or moon, before there was day or night, God was delighted to place his glory, his image, on you. What's more, Ephesians chapter 1 says that he chose us for an even higher calling than bearing his image. We're chosen in Christ to be like him. And that is about as glorious as you can get. That God wants us to bear his son's image? Oh, to be a Christ reflector. Oh, to think that God chose you and me to mirror Jesus Christ to others. And that is quite the high calling. So today, I want you to join me in doing that. Be what God chose you to be as you reflect the character of Christ to your friends, your co-workers, your fellow students, your family, your neighbors. God chose you, so you certainly can choose to honor him in all that you say and do. Matthew chapter 5, verse 16 says, "Let your light shine before others, so that they might see your good works and give glory to your Father who's in heaven." And then again, God says in Isaiah chapter 43, verse 7, "Bring all who claim me as their God, for I have made them for my glory. It was I who created them." And then in closing, let me read Ephesians 1 verse 4 for you one more time. Because even before he made the world, God loved us, and he chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in his eyes. Okay, right there, there's your calling. There's your purpose for living. Respond to the love of God by living for Christ all out. Be different today from what you were yesterday. Leave behind the old you. And be the person today that God wants you to be. Be more like Christ. Do everything to the glory of God. It is the best way to prepare yourself for that day when you will be without fault in his eyes.